With Laura Fox
Podcast. Now, have you ever thought that you'd like to change up your life just a little bit? Do something just a tad more adventurous? Well, I'm going to talk to someone now who did just that, because she moved from Tipperary to the Arctic Circle. Anna Cullen, good morning. Thank you so much for joining us.
Hi, Laura. Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, no, I am incredibly excited to have you, because I have so many questions. Like, people sometimes when they're moving out of home, you know, like they might go to Dublin, they might go to Cork, they might maybe go to the UK, but heading all the way over to Tromso, that's a big leap altogether. What made you decide to make the move?
I suppose, yeah, it was just to inject some excitement into my life, I think. And I love travelling. And I've been to Norway a few times, and I actually visited Tromso last year, and I fell in love with the place and I thought it was really cool. And then I saw that a job opportunity came up here. I applied for it, I got it, and then I took it as a sign that this is the place that I need to go to. And I know that some people are, yeah, as you said, drawn to big cities or tropical beaches, but no, I decided to come to somewhere that's really cool.
It clearly suits you. Talk to me, look, what were you doing here before you made the move, and then what was the job you applied for?
Yeah, so I worked in freelance for years in marketing and journalism in Ireland, and I did live in Dublin for a while, and then I saw a job come up here in sales and marketing, so I applied for that, and I thought it was also in tourism, which was a different career for me, so I decided to go for it, just see what happens, and yeah, take on a new experience. And yeah, it was a bit tricky at the start to adjust to everything, to adjust to a new city, a new life, new people, new culture, new language, new climate, basically. But now I'm settled, and yeah, it's going really well.
Knew everything, like Anna, knew everything. There's one thing about, you know, going on holiday somewhere and having a good time and then living there. Like, it's a different ball game. Yeah. You are, as you said, living in Tromso. Like, did you know anyone there before you moved?
No, nobody.
This is so unreal.
It scared me, but it also excited me, because I do a lot of solo travel anyway. So I'm very used to going to places on my own and spending time by myself. But as you said, it is different moving somewhere and not knowing anybody. It can be scary, because you're completely reliant on yourself to get yourself set up, you know, to find somewhere to live. And yeah, everything was so different. I had to start a job. You know, I had to move to a new place. I had to find a new place to live. But luckily, you know, everyone here has been very friendly towards me, and yeah, they've made it a little bit easier for me as well.
Yeah, like, I have so many questions for you, because obviously trying to find a new social circle as well. You know, you want to find your new friends over there that you can go for like dinner and stuff with. Actually, what's the food like over there?
It's interesting. A lot of fish, reindeer, whale. Yeah, not really my cup of tea, but I've tried it, and you know, you have to try it while you're here.
Yeah.
But yeah. So it's different. It's not your usual, you know, Irish mammy dinners, but yeah. Yes.
Because now I'm wondering, I'm like, what are you eating every day? Because I can't imagine that you've stuck to the reindeer and the whale.
No. Only just fish.
Okay, fair enough.
It's very healthy over here. It's a very healthy lifestyle, and it's very focused on looking after yourself and exercising, and that's really good to be around. It's really refreshing.
You'll have glowing skin by the time you come back to us.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Yes.
Great hair as well. Come here and talk to me about polar nights. What is that?
Yeah, so that was definitely the most challenging thing that I've had to face since being here. So basically, I moved in October and towards the end of November, the polar night started. So on November 21st. And that's when basically the sun doesn't rise above the horizon. So it's dark all the time. So there might be 1 hour of maybe a bluish glow in the sky, but that's about all that we got for about 2 months. And that was November 21st until January 21st. So I was getting up in the morning, it was dark. I was going to work, it was dark. I was coming home, it was dark.
It
was darkness.
Because Anna, you know, from here, obviously, we have that exact same complaint over the winter months. We're like, oh, I'm getting up to work, it's dark. I'm coming home, it's dark at 4 o'clock. But there's still daylight during the day. There's still a bit of sunlight. Like, this is just dark, dark. Your body must have been, I just find it very hard to adjust, did it?
Yeah, like even in Ireland, you're able to go out if you're in work and you're on your lunch break and you can have a bit of daylight, but this was nothing. And I felt like at the beginning, it was a bit of a novelty and it's something that I had never experienced before. And so I was like, oh, this is great. But eventually that starts to kind of wear off a bit. And I felt that my energy levels were a bit low and I was tired all the time. It felt very much like I was going around jet lagged all the time. That's the same kind of feeling that I would describe it as. And yeah, it wasn't very nice because you still had to function as normal. So that's when a routine became very important for me. So I made sure that I got up at the same time every day, you know, and having work obviously helped with that. I exercised a lot, like three or four times a week. And I tried to be very healthy with what I was eating and also meeting people and just socializing and spending time outside of your house. That was very important for me as well, because it you can get very lonely very quickly when it's so dark all the time. And if you isolate yourself, or if you feel like, oh, I'm not going to do anything after work, which you do feel like that because it's very hard when it's cold and when it's dark. But that's when you really need to push yourself. And that was good for me because I am quite introverted. So I had to push myself out of my comfort zone and, you know, spend time with new people and do new things and do different activities that are not based around daylight.
Yeah.
They are based in the dark.
You really and truly have to push yourself out of your comfort zone, like you said. I think the hardest thing that I would do is that as soon as it's dark, I get into my pajamas. So like, you know, 4 o'clock on a January, I'm like, oh yeah, okay, fair enough. I'm straight into my pajama bottoms. I'd have to get out of that habit massively if it's dark the whole time around the place. Do you find it difficult to manage the snow over there then? Because like, it's not something we're used to. We shut down the entire country if it snows.
I know, and they function as normal here when there's huge snowstorms. And at the start, I couldn't believe that there was snow plows out at 6 a.m. and people shoveling snow from their doorway. But now that's what I do. So when there's snow, I get up and I have my shovel and I'm shoveling snow before I go to work. So it's not very glamorous, but it's fun and it's different. And like, we wear things in our shoes called shoe spikes that help you walk around. You go snowshoeing, there's cross-country skiing, so it's really fun. It's really cold, but it's just really cool.
I think, though, when they're built for that, you know what I mean, like, as in we're built for it raining sideways, they're built for just very cold snow, and they've got the snow plows out and they're ready to rock. You mentioned there about like cross-country skiing and what was the other thing you said, snowshoeing. What's that?
You basically have shoes, particular shoes, that you go walking in the snow. So I've done a few hikes with snowshoes, like up mountains with snow. So it's very different, different. But as you mentioned, they have grown up here, and any friends that I've made, they're well able to walk on ice or snow, and it's just different to me. But then when it rains here,
you're thriving.
They're different and I'm thriving and they hate it. I'm like,
oh,
I'm home.
I know how to survive in these conditions. So overall, what is the social life like for a 27-year-old like yourself, Anna, in the Arctic Circle?
Yes. It's very different to Ireland. I'll put it that way. They're not big into socializing here. Their method of spending time together is to exercise and to go skiing after work, or yes, they will go for maybe dinner or drinks occasionally, but it's very seldom, let's just put it that way.
So it's more active, is it?
It's more of an active lifestyle, but okay. I do spend time with the friends that I've made here. We do go for dinner and we do go for drinks after work sometimes, but it's mainly centered around you know, exercising or as I mentioned, going snowshoeing or skiing after work or before work or on your days off. And that's actually very refreshing because my life is different and it's not based around alcohol and it's not based around socializing. It's a different method of socializing, which is quite nice, you know.
But also, I mean, you didn't leave Tipperary, you didn't leave, like, you know, having moved to Dublin to go and do the exact same thing. If you were going to the Arctic Circle and doing what you were doing here, what would have been the point? Because I assume this isn't going to be like a lifetime plan, although who knows?
Who knows? Never say never. The winter season will probably start to wind down around April time. So I will probably go back to Ireland for a little while, spend some time with my family and my friends, and then decide what's next for me or where is next for me. But yeah, I don't know.
Good, good, because you don't need to know, Anna. It's all very exciting. And, you know, like you made such a big leap to go to somewhere that, you know, typically a lot of Irish people aren't going over there. So just enjoy every single second of it. Live in the moment like you clearly are doing. If you're going snowboarding before work and skiing before work, that's like you've really and truly trumped our like 6:30 gym classes that we think we're great doing here. So congratulations
on
that.
It's a commitment. Think when you're in bed and you don't want to get up, just think of me shoveling snow at my doorway, and that will motivate you and it will encourage you.
Anna, thank you so much for joining us on the show this morning. I really appreciate
thank
it.
Thank you.
And we'll talk to you later. No problem. Bye now. That was Anna Cullen from Tipperary, who moved all the way over to the Arctic Circle as a 27-year-old on a whim, and she seems to just be living her best life. It's fantastic.
With Laura Fox. Podcast.